I always admire and appreciate your service. Outwardly, you don't receive any pay or reward from the church. However, you all willingly to serve for God, for the church, because you view to serve God is a valuable in your use. And I also believe you view serve God is valuable in your whole life. Let's think in the other way. Does God view our service valuable? Does God view our service valuable? So before our prayer, I would like to use this topic for our mutual encouragement. Let's make valuable service, not on our eyesight, but on God's viewpoint. Let's turn to Amos chapter 4. Amos chapter 4, verse 4. Amos chapter 4, verse 4. Come to Bethel and transgress. At Gilgal, multiply transgression. Bring your sacrifice every morning, your tithes every 3 days. Verse 5. Offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with living. Proclaim and announce the freewill offerings. For this you love, your children of Israel, says the Lord God. From these two verses, God did not appreciate their offerings. Even at that time, the whole society, there are so many rich persons. So even they can make offering regularly. Even they might make so many sacrifices for God. But here, God say, come to Bethel and transgress. At the Gilgal, multiply transgressions. Even they did so much, but in God's eyesight, there is no any value. Value. So how could we make valuable service in God's viewpoint? Number one, let's serve God in the light of His truth. Let's serve God in the light of His truth. Let's turn to Psalms 119. Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Many people like this verse. Yes, the words of God is so precious. We would like the words of God guide our steps. We would like God's words to guide our family life. But do we have truth to guide our holy work? Many times we spend so many effort and time to discuss how could we promote our holy work. We always got so many opinions, so many wonderful ideas, We should think about, does our holy work guide by the words of God, by the truth? Let's also turn to Psalm 119, verse 130. The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. When God's words, when the truth opened, it's just like the light, so we can understand. The second sentence say, the light of truth gives understanding to the simple. Sometimes we think most of the church work are very simple compared to the outside work. But when we say we are doing the holy work, God's business, actually, outwardly, the work itself, it seems simple. But actually, we are simple. I think in the society, we don't want people give us a mark. You are so simple. But when we deal with God's work, God's business, we should confess we are simple. I think in Chinese, use the more strong words. Seems like foolish, yimei. So how could we, a simple person, to do the God's work? God's work actually is very profound. Let's turn to Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11, verse 33. Romans chapter 11, verse 33. Apostle Paul, in the viewpoint of the society, he is the person have a very high educated person. But after he humble himself to learn about Jesus, humble himself to learn about the gospel of Jesus. He humbled himself to learn the salvation. This is his conclusion. Verse 33, all the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. 34, for who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor? 35, or who has first given to him, and it should be repaid to him? 36, for of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. The more Paul knows Jesus, the more he understands the salvation, the more he realizes the work of God, he should admit he is nothing. He is simple. So whenever we say This is God's business. Whenever we say this is the holy work, and we should remind ourselves in front of God, we are simple. So we need the guidance of the truth. How could we make variable service? Number two. Let's serve God in the light of His favor. Let's turn to Psalm chapter 4. Psalm chapter 4, verse 6. There are many who say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. Here the author say, Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. Your countenance. Show your countenance upon us. The mean is ask God's favor. So we should serve God in the light of His favor. Verse 7. You have put greatness in my heart, more than in the season that their grain and the wine increased. If we serve God in the light of His favor, and we will have happiness, gladness, joy in our service. Verse 8. I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me the world in safety. When we serve God in the light of His favor, we will have peace in our mind. We will have peace in our life. So even here mentioned, we can lie down in peace and sleep. When we do not have peace, it will influence our sleep. So ask ourselves, do we have joy and peace in our service? It will tell us, does our service is value, does our service variable in God's viewpoint. If we don't pay attention, sometimes we put our effort, we spend our time for our term, we are doing God's business. But we don't feel joy, we don't feel peace in our life. And there is something wrong. It tells us we do not serve God in the light of His favor. Let's look at an example. Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 6. Genesis chapter 4, verse 6. Verse 6. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? Abel and Cain, both of them, made a sacrifice, make the offering to God. But here, after they made the offering to God, here say, Cain became angry. His countenance fell. So it means there is no joy and peace in Cain. Why? He did not serve God in the light of God's favor. So we need to think about our service. Our service is like a helper or can. Let's make variable service. Number three, let's serve God in the light of His holiness. Let's turn to First John chapter 1. First John chapter 1, verse 7. Chapter 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleans us for all sins. Here mentioned, say we should walk in the light, as Jesus in the light. It's related to holiness. We should serve God in the light of His holiness. How do we evaluate our service? After every event, we will evaluate our events. How do we evaluate our service? We might concern how many people attend this seminar. We might evaluate this. We might evaluate that point. We also need to evaluate, does our service in God's holiness? Let's turn to Joshua chapter 7. Joshua chapter 7. Chapter 7, verse 12. Joshua chapter 7, verse 12. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their back before their enemies, because they had become doomed to destruction. Neither will I be with you anymore, unless you destroy the accursed from among you. 13. Get up, sanctify the people, and say, sanctify yourselves for tomorrow, because thus says the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in your midst of Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. We know these events. By God's grace, they crossed the Jordan River. By God's grace, they have conquered one of the greatest cities, Jericho. It seems everything so wonderful. So when they evaluate this battle, they might have so many happiness, so many good news. But how did God evaluate this battle? God evaluate it in His holiness. So here, God mentioned they were a cursed thing among them. So you want to have a valuable service. We should serve God in the light of His holiness. Number four, let our service consist of a life of gratitude. Let's turn to Psalm 118. Psalm 118, verse 29. Verse 29. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. When we serve God, we should serve God in gratitude. Use the thanksgiving heart to serve God. In God's viewpoint, this is a valuable service. For example, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9. Here Paul mentioned, "For I am the least of the apostles, whom am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God." Verse 10. "But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me." Here Paul mentioned what I am what I am. Why does Paul keep mentioning his past? He is a persecutor for the Christians. That is a life of darkness. Paul does not live in the shadow of darkness. Paul mentioned this. He remind himself, I should serve God in the mind of thanksgiving. So in our service, keep counting our blessings. This is valuable in God's eyesight. So for this reason, Paul can keep his journey of to serve God. Let's also see the other example. 2 Chronicles chapter 29. Second Chronicles chapter 29. Second Chronicles chapter 29, verse 13. First Chronicles chapter 29. First Chronicles chapter 29, verse 13. Verse 13, now therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. Here, King David gives the thanks to God. Verse 14, but who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own we have given you. Actually, King David, he offered so many materials for the temple. But he do it in thanksgiving. So it's valuable in God's viewpoint. How could he have this kind of thanksgiving? Here he say, all things come from you. All things come from God. So in the same token, we know because of God, so I can do this, I can do that. Because of God, so I God give me these gifts, give me this talent. All things come from God. So when we offer in thanksgiving. When we serve in thanksgiving. This is a valuable service in God's eyesight. Verse 15, for we are aliens and the pilgrim before you, as were all our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow and without hope. Here, King David, he was counting the blessings from their forefathers, so on and so forth. There are so many blessings from God. So we are easy to serve God in thanksgiving. As long as we pay a little bit attention, count our blessings. Verse 16. O Lord, our God, all this abundance that we have prepared to build your house for your holy name is from your hand and is all your own. Verse 17, I know also, my God, that you test the heart and have pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now with joy, I have seen your people who are present here to offer willingly to you. So at that moment, not only King David, but also all the congregations, they offered to God in thanksgiving. So it's so precious, it's valuable in God's eyesight. Number five, let our service consist of a life of testimony. Service itself should also consist of the testimony. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. Verse 2. The life was manifested, and we have seen and hear witness and declare to you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. Verse 3, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you,
that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
The apostles, they preached the gospel. They did the holy work for Lord Jesus Christ. Their service consists of the testimony.
In verse 3, mentioned the words fellowship.
Fellowship. Their relationship with God. So what kinds of testimony should we have? Do we have fellowship with God? So it is easy to tell our relationship with God in our service. Outwardly, we can do many things. But also, we can realize how's our relationship with God in our service. People might say, "Oh, you have done so wonderful thing, so many things." But it cannot say you have good relationship with God. We do many things, but there is no testimony. Number six. Let our service consist of a life of godliness, fear of God. Put our effort, work for God. That is good. Yes, we should work for God. But it's not just we treat it valuable. But on the other hand, does God also view our service valuable? Do we serve God in the mindset godliness? Now let's pray. May God bless us so we can make valuable service in God's eyesight. Please come forward, pray together.